The general sense within the pop culture of what the detection of an alien civilization would be like usually falls within two groups, peaceful and enlightening, or a war starts. But in reality, that may not be how the first detection goes at all. Indeed, there may be no real contact at all, just clues that something is out there followed by questions about just what it is and what it is doing. This all comes down to the concept of an alien technosignature, some technological evidence of a civilization, as opposed to a biosignature, which would simply be an indication of life itself. While the two are interrelated, a technosignature offers the chance for an unequivocal detection of another true civilization. Often the focus is on one major form of technosignature, a radio signal. Candidates for these are known, such as the WOW signal, but nothing unambiguous as of yet has been seen. This has led to speculation regarding other possible technosignatures we might detect as our instruments here on Earth improve in the coming years. These range from Dyson swarms emitting an infrared to the detection of artificial lighting on an exoplanet. But there is a class of scenarios where the detection may be downright spooky. So here are 10 SETI technosignatures that we may not necessarily want to see. Number 10, necrosignatures. One type of SETI technosignature that we aren't very likely to ever see but remains possible is the concept of a necrosignature, the idea of seeing an alien civilization at or near the moment of its extinction. The problem with these types of signatures is that these kinds of events tend to be very brief, and you simply have to be looking in the right place at the right time to see them. Examples of these are brief characteristic flashes of gamma rays on nearby exoplanets that might signal a nuclear exchange, or for that matter, a spacecraft propelled by nuclear detonations, or a signature of some pathogen killing huge amounts of life on that world. This would look like a dramatic short-term rise in methane and ethane in the exoplanet's atmosphere that could be traced to the death and rotting of an entire biosphere after some catastrophe. Yet another might be the presence of artificial chemicals of a dangerous nature, such as the presence of CFCs in an exoplanet atmosphere, that might signal that the civilization is terraforming a planet or ruining their own. This scenario would invariably open up questions of our own demise. If we saw enough of them, we might conclude that all civilizations simply destroy themselves, and someday we likely will too, which would be sad. Imagine an alien civilization that knew of Earth, said they detected our weird replenishing oxygen levels and concluded that there was a biosphere here. They might also pick up our own technosignatures, such as radar, and possibly even radio communications. Then, all of a sudden, they see a bunch of gamma ray flashes, followed by a rapid rise in methane. And afterward, the planet is never quite the same, and the radio signals go silent. I hope they, or we, never detect such technosignatures. Number 9. A nickel Dyson beam. The last thing human civilization needs is to get caught up in an interstellar war between aliens, especially if they are far more advanced than we are. We would be like ants on a battlefield, with neither side of the war caring about our existence or how the war is affecting us. Thankfully, the galaxy as it is seems rather quiet and peaceful, but to speculate, there are a number of ways warring aliens could ruin our day here on Earth. Obviously, the weapons used would be a concern. While it doesn't seem likely that we'd be in the way of some random missile or relativistic projectile, there is the concept of a nickel Dyson beam, where a partial Dyson sphere is built around a star that directs that star's output directionally. If such a thing could be constructed, which seems unlikely, and we've never seen one in this or any other galaxy, it could be used to destroy entire planets from a distance, much like a Death Star. If Earth just happened to fall within the beam of such a weapon, it would be the end of this world. Number 8. Messages from dead universes and beyond. One possibility within cosmology is the idea that our current universe may not be the first one, but rather another in a long series of repeating universes. Physicist Roger Penrose has suggested that it may be possible, and there is some evidence of this, that remnants from the previous universe might be discernible in the cosmic background radiation. While a controversial idea, it does open up the possibility of someone in that previous universe possibly encoding a message in the afterglow of the Big Bang. While there is no evidence of a message, if such a thing were ever found, it would represent a message from before the Big Bang in another universe that was reaching its end. This would likely be a sad message indeed, from some civilization preparing to turn the lights out and simply cease existing. In principle, they might tell us who they were and what the end of our own universe is going to be like. Perhaps they received messages from even earlier universes and then passed those messages along to us. If this is indeed possible, it would represent something unique in SETI. This would presumably be a message that could be read by almost any species in the universe and might form a commonality between all civilizations, and perhaps, if the message can be deciphered, form the basis of a universal common language. But there is another possibility here. If simulation theory is correct, and this universe is indeed a simulation, then whoever or whatever created the simulation could also have embedded a message in the cosmic background radiation. One wonders what that kind of message would say. But that it even existed at all would doubtless change everything in human society, more so than even the discovery of an alien civilization. But one thing would be clear, we are not real. Perhaps it's best never to receive such a message. Number 7. DNA SETI. While a long shot, it is plausible that Earth has been visited by an alien civilization sometime in the distant past, perhaps even millions or even a billion years or more. If it happened long enough ago, there are few ways where evidence of a visit might be preserved. Earth loves to erode and renew its surface, leaving little room for any artifacts to be preserved. It's a different story with some other areas of the solar system. It's possible that we might find some oddly depleted asteroid that might have been subjected to mining at some stage, or we might even find some artifact in space, or even on the moon, where things tend to preserve longer, though not indefinitely. But there is one medium where evidence may be preserved almost indefinitely, and that is the information encoded in DNA. It has been suggested that if an alien civilization had visited Earth, say when life was simple and exclusively microbial, they might have altered the DNA of early life, or even later complex life, to reflect a kind of SETI message. This could be a very simple message, just a note that someone had visited here in the past and left telltale patterns or markers encoded in life itself as a kind of postcard. Or the message could be very complex, giving us a kind of Encyclopedia Galactica regarding alien civilizations of long ago. Another possibility are encoded messages in microbial life that might have traveled here via panspermia, or even life on other solar system bodies if that proves to exist at places like Mars or Europa. Or the message might be more sinister, raising the question of past manipulation of life on Earth, or even a warning message of some kind, or a threat, that each and every one of us would carry in our own bodies placed there long ago by an alien civilization. Number 6. Galactic Tombstones. One of the sadder possibilities within speculation about alien civilizations is that we may not find a thriving galaxy-spanning empire out there, but rather a kind of tombstone. This could come in many forms, such as a SETI signal that when decoded explains that the civilization broadcasting it has gone extinct, and gives a laundry list of things that other civilizations should never do. This might cover things like the development of advanced artificial intelligence or antimatter weaponry, or even exotic forms of matter, or the exploration of areas of highly advanced science that are inherently dangerous to a civilization. Another possibility is an artifact within or passing through the solar system that gives clear evidence of warfare, such as a destroyed ship. While a long shot, it is possible that the first evidence we see of an alien civilization comes from a long dead one. And it's always possible that we may never detect any evidence of a living alien civilization, and that the rule of civilization in the universe is that it always comes to an end, one way or another. Number 5. The Incomprehensible. Imagine if you were a human from 5,000 years ago and someone handed you a cell phone. You not only wouldn't know what it was or what it did, you would be missing much of the developmental knowledge of the device to even figure it out. It might ring, but you'd only know what that was if you were familiar with telephones in general. If you accidentally answered the call, which would be truly accidental since you wouldn't know what a button on a touchscreen was, you would hear a disembodied voice speaking to you. Say you could figure out the language of that voice, you still wouldn't know what a speaker was, and you wouldn't know to talk into the device, though you might try. Or you might instead destroy the phone, fearing demons, or bless it and put it in a temple. Or think the whole thing silly and use it to level a table. But once you knew it wasn't magic and got used to the whole idea of cell phones, you would see its utility and perhaps even buy one. After you learned that you generally couldn't barter an ox for one, and after you learned what a precious metal-based money is, and how that somehow turned into paper and plastic cards. We ourselves, as we tap away on our cell phones, may be in the same boat in comparison to a highly advanced alien civilization. For all we know, communication between advanced alien civilizations is all around us. We just don't know how to detect it yet. At some point, as our technology advances, we may yet detect it, but there's absolutely no guarantee we'd understand it, or even understand how it worked. It might be totally mystifying, invoking science we do not yet understand. But one thing would be clear, that we were surrounded by alien civilizations far, far more advanced than our own. If human history is any indicator, the outcome of such a situation tends not to go well for the less advanced civilization. Number 4. The Von Neumann Destructor. Sci-fi author Fred Saberhagen, in his novel series of the same name, conceived of the concept of malicious alien probes, or berserkers, bent on destroying biological civilizations. This is partly based on the ideas of mathematician John von Neumann, who envisioned self-replicating probes that could efficiently spread throughout the galaxy through self-replication, and more or less be everywhere in just a few million years, in a galaxy that's been around for 13.8 billion years. Yet, there is no evidence of such a probe being present in the solar system. Or is there? The fact is, the solar system is enormous. Scales familiar to us here on Earth, such as driving from New York to Los Angeles, are big enough. But they are nothing in comparison to the vastness of the solar system. This makes it a haystack, and any needle hidden in the haystack would have to announce its presence to us for it to likely ever be detected, providing it wasn't sitting at certain obvious locations, such as Lagrange points or sitting on the moon. Yet, such a probe would possess an enormous advantage, depending on what its motives were. If it were searching for budding civilizations just gaining control of splitting the atom, it might awaken upon detecting telltale signs of nuclear testing and destroy that civilization before it ever becomes a threat. It must be said that, for better or worse, we seem to have dodged that particular bullet already. But it remains to be seen if in the future we developed some technology that could threaten an alien civilization enough for them to end or reset our civilization. Possibilities for this include things like advanced artificial intelligence that could get out of control and head out into the galaxy to become a berserker for someone else's civilization. But is there any evidence for any kind of alien probe in the solar system, benign or malicious? The answer is a solid no. There is no evidence of this. But there is something weird. Within the annals of obscure science is the phenomenon of the long-delayed echo in radio. Echoes in radio aren't unusual. The Earth's atmosphere and magnetosphere can reflect radio signals. But in the case of the long-delayed echoes, or LDEs, this echo can take several seconds or longer to come back. This is bordering on implausible, on just what the magnetosphere can delay and reflect. But it remains the most likely explanation. Science surprises. But it has also been suggested that LDEs might be a probe sitting at a distance, rebroadcasting the signals it receives back to us as a kind of contact signal. While on the table as an explanation, it's at the bottom of the list due to such things as a huge variation in how long it takes for the echo to return and the highly intermittent nature of when these echoes can happen. Probably the magnetosphere or ionization in the atmosphere, but interesting nonetheless. Number 3. Vanishings. Say we decided to mine an asteroid for its raw materials. Depending on their composition, they contain many materials that are already of value, such as platinum, but also materials in the future that may be of value simply because they are already located in space and do not need to be launched, such as iron or nickel. Because of this, it can be envisioned that someday an entire asteroid might simply disappear due to the mining activities of humans. No doubt, much of this mining will someday be automated. Why send humans to do the dirty, dangerous work when you can send a robot? Likely one with advanced AI. Go a bit further in time and that robot may be even more capable and even more intelligent than a biological human. Perhaps it might once have been a human. At this point, many asteroids would disappear, and perhaps even the disassembly of entire planets in the solar system might start. We may even begin to mine the sun, so to speak, through stellar lifting. It's at that point that our mining activities might become visible to others. To take it even further into the potential future, imagine a civilization many times more advanced that can visibly change stars, or even make them disappear entirely. Looking for stars that change their appearance in unnatural ways is a current hot topic within SETI, since we have a number of periodic sky surveys already finished in which to search for such a thing. Now, a detection like this on its face wouldn't be particularly frightening. though awe-striking in the sense of the scope of what the alien civilization might be doing. But what if it were a close star system, and we saw alterations to one system, then another nearby system, until the eventuality comes that they may be on their way here to, well, eat the solar system? What if it were a machine civilization with no interest in biological civilizations at all, only wanting the raw materials of Earth? How would we prepare for battle, so to speak? There have been potential candidate detections of just such a thing already. One is the famous Tabby star, or KSE-8462-852. This star is almost certainly being progressively obscured by very fine dust, but what's causing that is still unclear. Though there seems to be other examples of this kind of phenomenon being found recently, suggesting that it's weird, but not a one-off, and very likely of natural origin. Another more obscure example was a disk of debris surrounding the star TYC-8241-2652 that was observed in infrared in the 1980s. Then, that disk simply up and disappeared over the course of just a few years. There have been some natural explanations advanced for what happened in that system, but to date, none have been particularly satisfying. Number 2, the closing in signal. Imagine waking up one morning to news that a detection of an unambiguous radio signal of alien origin had been found. In most scenarios, this signal tends to be something rather distant, such as the signal in the movie and book Contact, which originated from light years away. But there's another way it could go, that the alien signal may originate from very close, perhaps within the immediate neighborhood of our own solar system. And more, what if it were moving towards us? Imagine how uncomfortable it would be to know that there is an alien probe on its way here, and that there would be very little we could do about it, at least in the short term. We would simply just have to wait until it arrived to find out what its real intentions were, whether friendly or otherwise. Of course, no such signal has been found to date, but there is a candidate. One little-known aspect of the infamous 1977 WOW signal that may have been of alien origin is that it's not actually known how distant it really was. All that is known is that it had to be at least half the distance to the moon, probably greater, in order to fit the pattern of the radio telescope that detected it. Beyond that, it could have been light years away. But one hallmark of the WOW signal was that it was very strong, indeed the strongest signal of its type picked up by the Big Ear telescope in its entire decades-long run with SETI. That could suggest that either the signal was being transmitted with enormous power from a distance, or that it was close. And this brings up another little-known aspect of this signal. It was actually just above the 1420 MHz hydrogen line, suggesting either that it was intentionally broadcast that way, or that it had a very slight blue shift, suggesting that whatever it was coming towards us very slowly, about 10 kilometers per second according to one estimate. That's slower than many of our own space probes are moving. But until that signal repeats, which it may never do, we'll never know what it was or how far away it originated. Or will we? Number 1. Nuclear materials in a star. Decades ago, Sagan, Shklovsky, and also Frank Drake suggested that alien civilizations wishing to announce their presence to the galaxy might add unusual, short-lived radioactive elements to their star, such as plutonium or promethium. The idea is quite simple. If you don't see these elements much in nature, which we don't, then if you see them in abundance in a star, then it could be of alien origin, or some very strange, unclear stellar physics is going on. The idea, ostensibly, was a straightforward way for aliens to send a signal that anyone in the galaxy practicing science and training a spectroscope on stars would recognize, since the periodic table is the same throughout the universe. But there's a catch. To create these elements artificially requires a lot of expense and effort. To manufacture them on a scale of being detectable in a star would be a monumental task, especially given that since they decay so fast, you'd need to constantly replenish the elements. But what if saying hello wasn't the motive? Some unknown motive may be at play, such as the elements being produced by an alien civilization for some other purpose that isn't readily evident to us. Or, there is another possibility. It could be a warning. Imagine an alien civilization that is aware of someone or something lurking in the galaxy that's very dangerous. Might the message then simply be that the alien civilization possesses highly advanced physics, perhaps suggestive of weaponry, and whatever lurks in the galaxy should stay away? Or for that matter, could it be a signpost to all civilizations possessing science in the galaxy to stay away from that star system at all costs? But here's the kicker. We've seen a star like this. The peculiar star Jabilsky star contains these very kinds of actinide elements, from plutonium upward, that shouldn't, as far as we understand, exist in nature, at least in large quantities. More, it contains many other elements, such as the aforementioned promethium and even technetium, that really have no business being in that star. While it may still be some bizarre nuclear process going on that we don't understand, and it has to be noted here that there are other examples of peculiar stars with odd elements in them, though none to the extent of Jabilsky's star. Or maybe it's in some strange situation, such as the star getting bombarded by a neutron star that's creating these elements, though there is no evidence of a neutron star anywhere close to it. There's also the possibility, remote though it is, one must always look to nature first for explanations, that this star may be the first detected technosignature. If so, and say it's a warning, then who are they afraid of? Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.